Hello, I'm Bonnie Gautler. Since I was a little girl, my family gets together in celebration of Passover. The holiday started the evening of Friday, April 22nd, and ends the evening of Saturday, April 30th. The first two nights of Passover is celebrated with an abundant meal with special foods and silverware that is part of the Seder. For the remainder of the holiday, we eat only foods that are kosher for Passover. No leavening food containing yeast or grains are eaten. In its place, matzah and foods containing matzah are eaten for 8 days. I treasure all the great moments now, as well as the memories of the past Seders with my grandparents, parents, aunts, and uncles who are no longer with us. At the Seder, we read from a book which is called the Haggadah, which tells the stories of the Jews' exodus from Egypt. About 3,000 years ago, the Israelites were enslaved by the Egyptians under the rule of Pharaoh Ramses II. Moses, a simple Jewish shepherd, who was instructed by God to go to the Pharaoh and demand the freedom of his people. Moses' plea of "let my people go" was ignored. Moses warned the Pharaoh that God would send severe punishments to the people of Egypt if the Israelites were not freed. Again, the Pharaoh ignored Moses' request of freedom. In response, God unleashed a series of 10 terrible plagues on the people of Egypt: blood, frogs, vermin, wild beasts, cattle disease, boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and slaying of the firstborn. When the Pharaoh agreed to freedom, the Israelites left their homes so quickly that there wasn't even time to bake their breads. So they packed the raw dough to take them on their journey. As they fled through the desert, they would quickly bake the dough in the hot sun into hard crackers called matzahs. Today, to commemorate this event, Jews eat matzah in place of bread during Passover. Though the Jews were now free, their liberation was incomplete. The Pharaoh's army chased them through the desert towards the Red Sea. When the Jews reached the sea, they were trapped since the sea blocked their escape. It was then that a miracle occurred. The waves of the Red Sea parted and the Israelites were able to cross to the other side. As soon as they reached the other side, the sea closed, trapping the Pharaoh's army as the waves closed upon them. Then, as the Israelites watched the waters of the Red Sea sweep away the Pharaoh's army, they realized they were finally free. To read more, visit BonnieGautler.com. You will also see a video, Matzah Man. Have a great day. Thank you.